All right, guys, this is Robbie with Georgia Archery, and we are at the State Indoor Tournament, and I've got Mr. Tripp Penn with me, and Tripp's going to tell us a little bit about what he does on the Georgia F3DA. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Robbie. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Glad to have you.
Thanks for having me. So this year, the national office appointed a conservation coordinator. Right, so through the national office. So each state that S3DA is in, we're looking for a state conservation coordinator. So I was selected to be the Georgia S3DA state conservation coordinator.
Okay.
And my job is to try to bridge that gap between target archery and outdoors. So all these kids that are shooting bows and arrows indoors or at 3D or at outdoor target, we want them to take that bow and go hunting.
Okay, so you're kind of geared trying to get guys or kids rather that have maybe shot the NAS program,
right?
That don't know anything about hunting, or someone that's gotten into target archery but don't know anything about hunting. Your job and your goal is to kind of help them move their way into the hunting industry or hunting world.
Absolutely. So like today, at our booth over there, we've got some flyers or magazines from QDMA, some cards that say, what can QDMA do for you? How do I get involved in QDMA? We've also got some stuff from Whitetails Unlimited. And so at each regional and each state tournament, we're going to have a booth that's going to have something that's outdoor related. We may have a DNR truck there, a DNR ranger, and he'll be giving out information on how do you get a fishing license, how do you get a hunting license, stuff like that.
Okay, cool. Any goals for the year?
So the big goal for the year is in August, we have 2 months every year with S3DA where we can't have tournaments or anything like that. And that's to encourage the coaches and the kids to get out in the outdoors.
Right.
So to piggyback on that, we are doing we're calling it Bustin' Bucks, and we've partnered with an archery shop in our town in Augusta or Columbia County. And so we're going to do tree stand safety, and we're going to introduce them to shooting out of a ground blind. Some of the younger kids, they can't take their tournament bows and go out and go hunting with them because they're not pulling back enough weight. So we're going to have crossbows for them. We're going to show them how to use the crossbow, where to place the shot, how the bow works. And then,
like a bow hunter class.
Absolutely, right. So, and then we're going to reach out to your state coordinator or regional coordinators, and we're going to say, hey, send us a kid from your region, and we're going to put on a deer hunt this fall for four S3DA kids.
Within the state.
Right.
Four kids from Iowa State is going to get to go on hunt.
That's right. And it's not going to cost them anything. Unless, they're 16 or 17 years old and they got to get a hunting license.
All right. As a regional coordinator, here's a question for you. Do they need or should they be a kid that has never bow hunted? Or does it matter if they've got bow hunting experience? Should we try to look at someone that maybe's never bow hunted and use those children to kind of help doing what you're working on?
That's what I would like to do. Preferably, somebody that has an interest in it and their parents may not know enough about hunting or they're not comfortable enough to take them, the parent will be able to sit in the blind with them.
Oh, wow.
At one of our 3D shoots, the one we had last weekend, we had a wild pig and we had some deer meat and we served it to whoever wanted to try it. And we're going to do that at our tournament to try to, let the kids and the parents know that, we're just not out there killing animals. There's a healthy benefit from it,
right?
And this is what it tastes like.
Right. Is there anything online where people can go and look at, kind of retrieve some information? Do you have anywhere that you can send them yet?
So they can go to the Georgia Outdoors, the DNR website. It's got all kinds of information about the Georgia programs.
Okay.
It tells you what the hunting seasons are, how to get a hunting license. QDMA has a website. Whitetails Unlimited has a website. And then as we get stuff, we're going to post it to either the Georgia S3D page. We'll post what we're doing at Team On Point on the Team On Point S3DA page.
Okay. So you can find a lot of the information that will be coming forward on the Georgia S3DA Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And our website.
That's right.
And then the Georgia Department of Natural Resources website.
That's correct.
The QDMA website. And then what was the other one?
Whitetails Unlimited.
Whitetails Unlimited. All right. Was there anything else that you'd like to add that maybe we missed or didn't cover?
Hey, so our local chapter of QDMA is doing a youth turkey hunt March 14th.
Okay.
And it's completely free. Kids don't have to have a license. The parent that wants to go watch and observe doesn't have to have a license. And if the kid doesn't have a gun that they can go turkey hunt, the QDMA is even providing that. And they can reach out to me. Or they can look up our Facebook page because there's a link to it also.
Okay. Is there a limited number of spots available?
There were a limited number of spots, but from what I've been told this week when I met with the guy, there's still two or three slots available. And the hunt will be in Edgefield, South Carolina.
Believe you've got...
We have a regional 3D tournament that day.
We're less than 2 weeks away.
That's correct.
Got a couple spots to fill in a short period of time.
That's right.
All right. Well, Tripp, I appreciate you coming and hanging out with us for
all right.
a few minutes.
Thank you, Robbie.
About what you're doing with the S38 program right here in the state of Georgia.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. All right, guys, we're back at Robbie with Georgia Archer. And we are live on the 11 o'clock line for the S38 State Indoor Tournament. We're going to grab a couple of young ones and do a couple of interviews. Right now I have Mr. Cannon Holloway with me. He did not know that I was standing behind him, nor did he know that I was going to come up and interview him. Just a couple of quick questions. Cannon, how are you, buddy?
Good. How about you?
I'm all right, man. How you shooting?
Doing pretty good.
Keeping them in the middle?
Yeah. I've had one or two that's plucked out on me, but besides that, I've been on.
Shots breaking good?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good deal. Quick question for you. What do you think about the S3DA program? You enjoying being a part of it?
Yeah, the S3DA program is actually really fun. I love it because you can have kids that start off, don't know nothing about it, and then by the time they're seniors, they're lights out, X's every shot, or 12s, or whatever.
Good deal. What program are you shooting with? What club are you shooting with?
Refuge Archery.
Where are y'all based out of?
We are based out of Maysville, Georgia, and what we do is we try to represent Christ while we shoot archery.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. All right, I'm going to get Mr. Cody real quick. He's sitting here chowing down on some goldfish. He was hoping that I wasn't going to walk over here, but I'm here. What's up, buddy?
Well,
keeping them in the middle?
Sort of.
Having fun? I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Cannon. What's the Georgia S3DA program done for you?
Give me competition.
Give me competition? Do you enjoy participating in it? Favorite shooter of the year?
Out of anything?
Out of anything within the S3DA program.
I would say it has to be nationals.
Nationals? S3D side? Indoor side?
3D.
3D? Outdoor? You like outdoor much? 3D's your favorite? Cannon, what about you?
3D.
3D for you too?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for letting me take a second to interview you.
Okay.
Go to YouTube. I don't know exactly when this will go up.
Yeah.
But y'all stay tuned to the Georgia Archery Facebook page, and when this podcast is aired, you'll hear yourself.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right.
Y'all keep it in the middle. Eli, how are you, buddy?
Good.
You shooting? Good. Having fun? All right. We're going to continue to walk around, pop up on some people that don't expect it. We'll go down here and catch Ryan Nelson real quick. He don't know I'm coming. Hey, girl. How are you? What's up, man? You're shaking your head like, don't ask me no questions.
I don't want no questions.
Come on now. Sitting here looking at some of the arrows in the target. Ryan got them all in the white. Yeah, he kept all of them in the white. Y'all having fun, fellas?
I ain't gonna
interrupt you while you write your scores down. Y'all keep doing what you were doing. All five X's. Anybody got all five X's?
I have all X's but one.
All X's but one. That's good shooting. Better than I can shoot. Should I tell your daddy you missed one? Should I go tell him, or you rather me not?
Bobby, you see how bad I'm doing?
You can if you want.
I see that one way down there on the bottom left of that blue ring that's not looking real good.
But at least mine's
I'm just
going to
act like I didn't see that.
Good. At least mine's still a five.
Like I closed my, I see, what, three X's?
Four.
Four X's, and I don't know what that is.
Yes.
Hey, at least
yeah, that's
my
like my
one,
target.
My one odd one, it's not an X, it's a still five.
Hey, right, keep it in the white. Keep it in the white. I can tell your dad if you want, if I want to.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him you shot a three. I'm playing. Uh-oh, we got an error call or something.
Weak target? This one? So what's the question?
She was aiming for the middle one.
I don't care where she was aiming. Is it in scoring rings?
Yeah, okay. That's what we was asking
so
for.
So it scores. Yep, absolutely does.
All right, we had a question about an arrow call. Jake, what was it, man?
So the question was the archer shooting a five spot and only shooting at the center five spot. She missed and actually hit the top right five spot for a four. So the question was whether that arrow counted or not.
And
it does.
She's
right.
Got a four.
It's in a scoring ring. Yep.
So if you're going to miss...
Missing the scoring rings,
missing
and you're going to be good. Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Did you get all of them?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Good shooting. T, what's up?
Nothing.
Having fun?
Yeah.
Are y'all having fun?
Uh-huh.
Keeping them in the white? What'd you get on that one, T?
25.
Quick question. You enjoy participating in the S3DA program?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite shooter of the year?
Hmm?
Favorite shooter of the year?
This one.
This one? You like this one? Favorite aspect of archery, indoor or 3D or outdoor?
Indoor.
Indoor for sure. Good shooting, girl.
Thank you.
Sure you don't want to say nothing? He's trying to get Chuck to do an interview, but he's like, no. All right, I'm here with Ryan Nelson with Refuge Archery. How are you, Ryan?
Good.
How you shooting?
Good. Shooting my personal best right now. I've dropped 1.4.
Man, let's not talk about that. Here, we'll walk on back up. What program do you shoot with?
Refuge Archery.
What grade are you in?
8.
But you're shooting in what class?
High school.
How come?
Because of my age.
Because your age. So for a new rule for this year, it's based on age, not grade, right? So you got bumped up to the high school class. You're participating with the big dogs.
Yeah. It's
holding your own?
Yeah.
What bow are you shooting?
The Ritual 35.
Like it?
I love it. Shoots great. Best shooting bow I've ever shot.
Let's see. All right, dude. Well, I ain't going to hold you up from shooting your personal best. Keep at it. Keep them in the middle. Just walking around. I threw him on the spot. Yeah. I might. All right, I'm going to catch Tanner Foster real quick. Yeah, he was hoping that I wasn't walking over here, but I did. Tanner, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. Walking around, interviewing some kids, throwing y'all to the wolves. So how you shooting?
I ain't shot yet, but this year it's been pretty good.
What bow you shooting this year?
A Hoyt Hyper Edge this year.
Same bow you shot last year,
yes,
right?
Sir.
That's
yes.
What I thought. What program are you shooting with?
Refuge.
All right. Archer. What has the S3DA program done for you, and why do you enjoy shooting in the S3DA program?
The program for me, I've met a lot of new people through it, and it's been an eye-opener, just seeing all these kids and being around them and everything. And for me, I've learned a lot. I've progressed in archery a lot.
You've come a long way. It's just been fun to watch.
I have.
You and my boy,
yes, sir,
compete against one another, and usually y'all are right there neck and neck with Austin Thurman and Charles Kant. And he got Ryan Nelson shooting in the high school class this year. So it's been fun to watch y'all compete against one another. It's favorite shooter of the year for the S3DA program?
Nationals.
That's the second time I've heard that. Why the Nationals?
It's just so fun up there. I mean, we all go up and just have a good time, talk, fellowship.
Well, good deal.
Yeah.
3D part of Nationals or outdoor part of Nationals?
I like the 3D part.
3D part.
Yes, sir.
Did you go to Vegas and shoot in the S3DA tournament in Vegas?
I did not.
Did not. All right. You shoot at, what, 2 o'clock?
I do.
All right, dude. Well, best of luck to you. Keep them in the middle.
Thank you.
Tell your girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back real quick. I got Mr. Lynn Hardy with Bam Archer. He is the coach for Bam Archer, so I'm going to get him to tell us a little bit about their program. How many shooters they got and what all they offer?
Well, we're Bam Archer, you know. We're in Carnesville, Georgia. I have about 16 shooters this year, just me and another coach. We're a church group. We go through the Lord. It's all about getting the Lord. Think about they're using archery as their background to draw kids to us and get them
a tool.
A tool, yes. This year we're hosting a S3DA 3D regional April the 11th. So if you've got a kid wanting to shoot regional shoots, bring them on out. It's going to be held at the same place the state was last year at Rocky Ford Park. That I think y'all
beautiful facility.
Y'all
beautiful.
Yep, it's sort of the same layout this year. Then I talked to Big John. We're actually going to do the copying y'all on the night shoot
under the lights.
Under the lights on the football field, July 25th.
Okay. Saturday night,
and John's got the date. John's got the dates in the calendar and stuff like that. But
a fun way to shoot 3D, especially in July because it's already 900 degrees outside.
Right,
you shoot it at night, not be near as hot.
I didn't make it to y'all shoot, but I've heard a lot of good things about it. So when I planned this, I called John to make sure. I'm like, y'all ain't doing the shoot the same weekend, and he's like, well, what's your weekend? He's like, well, we'll just do something about it. So maybe we can swap and get people come out and be a new thing for us.
Yeah, good deal.
And all that.
Quick question. What's the S3DA done for you as a coach? I've asked that question to a few of the shooters. How about for a coach?
You put some on the spot quick, won't you?
Yes, sir.
As a coach, it's helped me develop my skills of coaching the kids. To me, it's all about the kids.
Absolutely.
Bam Archer is not a business. It is a totally funded self.
Self-funded organization.
You know, it's all about getting the word to the kid, the Lord, and But as far as helping me coach the kids, it has taught me. I mean, you can shoot a bow. My newest coach, we've been friends for 25 years hunting together. I'm like, you need to come be a coach. He's like, man, I'm like, you need to come be a coach. It'll help you in your bow hunting. And he went to a class, and he's like, I never knew this stuff.
Well, something for me personally is I'm a lot like you. I love seeing the kids smile. And if I can show them something with what little that I know that helps them, and they turn around and look at you and smile, dude, that's better than winning any tournament in the history of tournament archery.
I brought 9 kids today, and 7 of them have PBSs. And that's all I asked for.
Yeah,
I mean, and the reason they got PBSs is because of the coaching, taking the advanced class and talking to people like you, and I've called you on the phone, talked to you, I've talked to Big John, and stuff, and listen to everybody's opinion as far as how to coach and doing that my own way with what I have learned from different people. You know, it's taught, and I pass on to the kids, and now it's starting to show on paper. I had a kid join 2 weeks ago. He shot his first 3D shoot ever, ACL, and middle school bow hunter, and won it.
Wow.
Very first tournament.
Well, you mentioned the ACL, and that was something that I was going to ask you about. You know, John and I, we'll mention the ACL when we're doing our podcast. Tell me a little bit about the ACL and what is it?
The ACL is Archery Church League.
Okay.
It is basically about getting the word of the Lord out there as a ministry, using archery as a tool. There's us at Bam Archery, Refuge Archery is a team in Maysville, Georgia. You have Dewey Rose, which is a solid rock. Not solid rock. My mind went blank. Solid Rock is out of Toccoa, Georgia.
Right.
Discipleship Archery is Dewey Rose. And then you have Matt Reed up in Murrayville at Cane Creek. And we have a kids shoot. Each club hosts 2 shoots.
I believe they just finished their last end of the 11 o'clock line.
Yeah.
So each club has a kid shoot, which is like an S3DA 3D, They shoot.
Congratulations, archers, on finishing your
nothing but using the kids. The kids shoot. When it's over, we tally at the stores, and they have a shoot down.
Please make sure.
So y'all do a shoot down for every tournament.
For kids only shoots.
For kids only shoots, okay.
Right. Then, then we have an adult league, which they don't do shoot downs. Most of their shoots are drop-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think at the banquet this year, the top five in each class will have a shoot down at the banquet, which will be held probably at the Maple Baptist Church.
Oh.
And it's $25 to join the club. But we do allow fun shoots. You know, if you want to come shoot, come shoot. And we try to do a message and have concessions like that. So us five clubs, it's all about getting the word of God out. I mean,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing is getting the kids something to do. I was just talking to Mr. Hendricks with Dewey Rose, and they have a lot of kids in their community that don't have nothing. You know, they supply bows for the kids and bring them to these shoots. And they have seen just the kids change with their schoolwork, their attitudes. You know, once you, you know, archery, you got to focus.
It's discipline.
Discipline.
You've got to have so much discipline to be able to do the same thing the same way over and over and over.
Right.
It's very disciplined.
So that you know, just for me, it's all about the kids.
That's
I mean,
well, on behalf of myself as a regional coordinator for the S3DA program and George Archie, man, I just wanted to say thank you for what you do and the time that you've taken with us today.
All right, Rob. Keep
going, man.
Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate what y'all do for us.
We love it, dude. We do it for it's
just
what we do, but like George Archie, is just like what you just said about BAM Archer. We're non-profit, man. We don't make no money off of it. We do it because we enjoy it. Matter of fact, we're still in the hole for equipment. But we don't care. We do it because we enjoy it.
It's coming back.
It will.
And I enjoyed all the podcasts and all that. Thanks for plugging me last year. I'm like, Lord.
We've got to get you a little bit better sound equipment if you hold the state shoot again and calling out scores.
No, they're going to get somebody besides me to do it because I can't talk straight to start with.
All right, Dan, well, keep it up, man.
I'm going to let you and John announce it next time.
All right,
Ray, I kept saying John's daughter because I can't pronounce these people's names. I get tongue-tied.
Have you not heard us on some of these podcasts and names that look like Chinese? Yeah, I don't got a clue. A lot of times if I come, it's my turn and I come across or come into that name and I look at it, you'll hear me go silent.
It's just like right now, I called her Destry, but it's Desiree.
Destry.
See, I can't see? John's daughter.
Yeah, John's daughter.
John's daughter.
All right.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, buddy. Yes, sir. You too. I got Destry here with North 40. She is a compound shooter.
Just take them.
Destry, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you like about the S30A program, and some of your accomplishments.
I shoot with North 40 Archery, and lately, I've liked the S3DA program because it's a really good way to get your scholarships in. It's a really good program for the kids, a godly program. I just really love the S3DA program in general.
You actually, and I didn't want to cut you off, you actually just mentioned something that no other shooter has mentioned yet, which is the scholarship program. That's important to you.
Yes, sir, it really is because of college and where I want my goals to be after life. Because I don't want to sit around and do nothing. I actually want to get up and go to college.
What do you plan on taking?
I plan on getting a game warden degree like my dad.
Oh, okay.
I kind of got in that field as a volunteer, and it just stuck on me.
And you enjoy it?
Yes, sir.
Well, cool. All right. Favorite S3DA shooter of the year?
Favorite one.
Don't matter if it's 3D, indoor, outdoor, upside down, inside out. It don't matter. Which one?
Outdoor Nationals.
Outdoor Nationals. You're the first one to say outdoor nationals, but several people have said nationals, 3D side of nationals. All right. Well, thank you for taking the time. Keep shooting it up. It's been fun watching you over the last couple of years come in and take names. Just keep it up.
Thank you, Mr. Robbie.
All right, girl. All right, we're going to see who else we can find before the 2 o'clock line gets started. All right, we're back. I got Mr. Austin Thurman with me. He's chowing down a cheeseburger, but I am throwing him right on the spot, right to the wolves. Austin Thurman is our shooter of the year in S3DA program for high school last year. And He's going after it this year. He just don't know it yet. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm all right. That cheeseburger good?
You want one?
No, I just had a chicken sandwich. I'm good. Couple quick questions. What's the S30A program done for you?
Well, it's giving me some scholarships and showing me a lot more of the archery field and what's more to come.
Okay. Favorite S3DA shoot, whether it's indoor, outdoor, 3D, nationals, whatever, favorite shoot?
In the S30A?
Yep.
3D, state 3D.
State 3D. So last year we were in Carnesville for the state 3D. Mm-hmm. How did you finish there?
I'm going to say it was like, I don't know. What was it, like 20-something months?
I can't remember. Did you win it? Second,
yeah,
third?
So, I got third.
Third for the shoot.
Yes.
And then you won the shooter of the year at that shoot.
Yes.
All right. In that particular shoot, we had a five-target shoot down. What was the pressure like within those five targets?
It was a lot of pressure. I was the first target. I looked at it. I was like, okay, so that's like a 30-yard turkey or whatever it was. And I looked at it and I said, you know what, I'm going to just go for 14s, might as well. Just shoot at them. I came to full draw, and it was just a shaking. It wouldn't sit still for nothing. But
so did you shoot at all 14s in those five targets?
Yeah.
So you shot at five 14s?
Yeah.
How many 14s did you hit out of five targets?
Zero. But I shot some 8s and some 10s. I shot like 2 10s.
You shot 10s while aiming at the 14?
Yeah, I was that shaky.
Wow, that is an extreme example of how nerve-wracking that was, shooting in front of all those people. All right, well, he didn't know it, but I'm fixing to throw my boy on the spot, which is a competitor of Austin and Tanner Foster that I interviewed a little earlier. Nathan, a couple of quick questions for you. What has the S3DA done for you, and what do you like most about the S3DA?
It's given me more practice. It's given me more tournament practice, I guess you could say, for the bigger shoots like Lancaster and Vegas and some of the JOAD national tournaments and indoor shoots. And then my favorite, I'd have to say, is also the state 3D.
The state 3D shoot. All right. I don't know what Austin and Nate are mumbling about here, but let's see. How'd you shoot today?
I actually ended up didn't shoot that good. I shot a 150 and 26X at the regionals. What was it, last weekend or the weekend before last? A
couple weekends ago, I believe.
And I'd really put in the work and shot a lot of arrows to come to this tournament and perform well. And I actually ended up shooting my worst five spot round ever. I shot a 48 with 23Xs.
That's archery, though. It happens. Archery happens all the time. I mean, you got guys that, you know, can shoot 330Xs every day in practice, and yet they go to Vegas and they drop 2 9s in the first 10. It happens. But anyway, you've been mentioned on this podcast several times, but you've never been interviewed.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to take a second and throw you to the wolves.
My practice rounds were good. The practice rounds before the official practice rounds were good. And then first scoring round, I shot all X's. Second scoring round, I don't even know what happened. Shot broke. It felt good. It just didn't hit good. I either fell out of it or something happened.
Archery happened.
Yeah, it's whatever.
All right, dude. So I think you're going to go over here and shoot some of the guns that they got over here in the indoor range, gun range here at Georgia Southern.
Yes, sir.
All right, dude. Well, have fun.
All right.
Tell me how it went.
Well, so I shot a 141 with 11 X's, and then Cody, he shot a 144 with 11 X's.
All right. Best scores yet, or
with the new average? Bow, with my new bow and setup right now, yes, right now it's best.
All right. Cody, has that been your average?
Yeah.
You happy with it?
Yeah.
Maybe, I'll take
you are? All right, then. So you're leading your class right now.
No, there's Case. He shot a 145.
Who's that?
Case.
Case Boo
shot a 145.
All right. Well, we'll have to find him and get his thoughts on today's round. All right. I didn't walk back over here with Austin and Destry. They're on the line. Nerves are starting to get all raggedy or shaky. Austin can't even hold his phone. Look at him. Well, I guess y'all can't see him, but he almost dropped his iPhone. Yeah. You going to beat him, Destry?
Oh, yeah.
She going to beat you, Austin?
Nah.
She's never beat me.
So y'all putting a signed dollar on this deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's official. Signed dollar. Whoever shoots the highest score is going to come down to X's. We know y'all ain't going to drop no nines or fours. So, all right. Y'all shoot them up.
All right. We're back. And I have Mr. Jake Martin with the Georgia S3D program. He is our state coordinator. You may hear some background noise. We're in the middle of this tournament. And it's been wide open and crazy, and he is trying to chow down his lunch. So this is the only time I can catch him, so he's going to be eating while we're doing this. So y'all bear with him. If he's chomping down on a French fry or hamburger, y'all don't get mad at him.
Robbie, I appreciate it. But, yeah, this is my 5 minutes to grab me some chow and get back on the line, so thanks.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about the Georgia S3A program, kind of how it got started, how it's evolved to where it is now, and what the plans are going forward for the future.
Okay, great. So let's start with S3DA history. So for y'all that don't know, Scholastic 3D Archery, the intent of it is to be a next step program. Take kids out that are coming out of 4-H or NASP or Parks and Recs that are looking for something else to go and do once they're done with those programs or looking for something a little more advanced. But they may not be ready to travel to, say, the ASAs or the USA Archery type events. That is where S3DA filled a void. To grow kids into some of our partnering organizations and create lifelong archers. All right. So in Georgia, we started our program. We are in our fifth year now. First year really wasn't a whole lot of interest. A couple clubs here and there. But it started to really take off about the third year.
Okay.
All right. So every year for the last 3 years, we have increased our total population by 20%.
Each year.
So we have grown
20% up above where we were 3 years ago.
That is absolutely correct.
Wow.
All right. And that's in just our state numbers, our complete membership numbers.
Mm-hmm.
In events, both regional and state events, we have grown 30% every year across our the event participants. So the numbers this year at this indoor state are 30% higher than they were last year.
At
indoor state. And they were 30% higher last year than they were the year before.
Wow.
So we are growing at an awesome rate, but it's also a rate that has allowed us to not lose who we are while, we're not doubling or tripling in size, getting so big that we can't handle the growth.
Right.
So it's a perfect glide path.
Well, it's been fun to be a part of the program as a coach for the Apaches as well as a coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy what we get to do. However, there's been some rule changes. Talk to me a little bit about the rule changes, because from where I'm at, do hear a little bit of feedback, not completely all positive, because not everybody sees everything the same way. But unfortunately, there has to be, as a program grows, changes have to be made. And you don't know to make those changes until something comes up where you say, we need to do it this way. Or we're going to do it this way going forward because it's going to better the program 2 years from now.
That is absolutely correct, Robbie. So, with any newer organization, like you said, as you grow, you start to figure out that maybe a rule didn't quite make sense, or you started a rule and it didn't have the desired effect that you thought it would.
Right.
All right. I mentioned earlier, we have partnering organizations. Mm-hmm. So we are partnered with ASA, USA Archery, and NFAA. And as you know, they all have completely different rules.
Right.
So what makes it difficult for S3DA while trying to partner with them is trying to adopt as many of their rules as we can with each discipline. For example, indoor, we try to adopt NFAA's rules and ASA for 3D and our outdoor for USA Archery. But they all have a little bit different rules.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just flat adopted their rules, it would be chaos. Parents would have to learn three different organizations. So there is some stuff that we try to standardize. And each year, you said, we have to make some changes to try to standardize that or to grow our sport in other areas.
And those are just things, growing pains.
That's absolutely right.
Unfortunately, it's kind of one of those things you learn as you go.
That's absolutely right.
There's no way to foresee every single thing. It just doesn't happen that way.
That is correct.
And you're not going to please everyone. And I know that's not necessarily a topic or something that people want to talk about. Nobody wants to hear the bad or how this person didn't get upset. And we're not naming names or nothing like that, but there's some negative with a lot of positive.
You're absolutely right.
And it just happened. So yeah. I was just curious.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Because one of the rule changes that I've heard, I would say the most amount of complaints about, is the jerseys and the shirts.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm a fan of it. I was one that voted for that simply because if you go to a team event, everybody's wearing the same uniform.
You don't
go to an Atlanta Hawks game, or we'll say baseball because I know more of those guys than I do the Hawks.
Right.
You don't go to a Braves game and Freddie Freeman's wearing a Mizuno jersey.
Right.
Not a Braves jersey.
No, you're absolutely right.
I'm a fan of being a part of the team. If you're part of a team, you're a part of a team.
That is right. As you know, S3DA is built around teams and clubs.
Right.
That's the structure. You have to be a member of a team or club in order to participate. Therefore, teams and clubs should dress alike. I understand that's a little bit different for the rest of the archery community, but S3DA is a little bit different. We're the only organization built around teams and clubs.
Well, you look at – we're here at Georgia Southern, which is a fantastic facility. This place is my first time ever coming here. It's beautiful. It's laid out well. The range is nice. They've even got a gun range, which we're sitting in front of now. So we'll use the collegiate level of archery as an example.
Absolutely.
All right. They go to a tournament, they're all wearing the same jersey.
It's absolutely correct.
So for those of you guys that may be listening to this that don't necessarily agree with my opinion, I still love you. We're still friends. However, that's how I see it.
If you're
part of a team, yep. A team dresses alike. We may not all act alike, but we're at least going to look alike.
We should act like a team and look like a team. Yep. You're right. And think about this, Robert, from a coach's point of view. If you're – let's call them your elites. Your top 10% kids are all wearing manufactured jerseys, and the rest of your team is wearing a club or team shirt that you have given them. Do those other kids that may not be at that level yet, do they truly feel a part of that team? Or are those special kids set aside that aren't really a part of the team?
That's a good way to look at it.
Right. And that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. I've never thought about it like that. All right. So what's some of the goals going forward for the S3DA program for not only this year, but maybe next year and 2 years from now and 3 years from now?
Okay. So my business plan is obviously to continue this growth, 20% to 30% every year.
So we can handle it.
So it's absolutely right. So we have stuff in place to be able to handle it, and we just don't blow up and sink.
Right.
All right. So this year, as you know, we went to four distinct regions. So for 3D, which is where we have our largest participation, we set each region has a regional qualifier. And then we'll go into a state tournament from there. Indoor, we didn't have the participation numbers last year to support doing four events, but we had them to support two. So we did a north and south region, and they were both almost completely full. So next year, we will go to four indoor regionals.
Okay.
Next year, outdoor, we'll go to two regionals. And
or
just
north
continue
and the south.
North and the south.
Where this year, we only have one.
For this year,
we don't even have a regional.
No regional this year. We'll only do state. The reason is if I have a regional, then you have to compete in it in order to compete in state. So there becomes then two events that are half two events.
Right.
By having just one, then that's all they have to show up for.
And the calendar, is already full.
It's full in December.
Full.
Correct.
You know, almost every weekend there's something to do somewhere.
It's hard
to be in two places.
Yeah. So a goal for next year is for us to start our indoor a little sooner. So S3DA, we have our conservation dead period, and it's supposed the first 60 days of bow hunting season is what we're looking for.
Right.
So that's August, September, into early October. All right. But we're looking to start then, clubs kicking back up rather than wait until November, December, and then not having an event till January and February. What we are going to try to do next year, we're going to back that up a little bit, and we may have our first regional in, say, end of November, early December. If we get two of them before Christmas, two of them after Christmas, we can move our state to the left a little bit and not be at the end of February. Maybe we're first or second week of February.
Which buys us more time going into deeper into the year.
That's absolutely right. Because we're going to, our end of the year is going to end, you know, at Nationals.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
You're absolutely right. So we can pick up a little bit more on the indoor side and then not be so crammed. Like you said, in April, I don't have a free day. Yeah, we've got qualifiers, you know, every weekend through April, and we're going to May and into state, and then with June, you know, we're heading off to Nationals.
Right.
So we're going to try to move some of that to the left and add a few events before Christmas.
Well, good. Yeah. This year, we do now have a West Regional Coordinator.
We do. Yeah, Rod Garrison has come on board for our, you know, what we call our West. It's really our Southwest quadrant of the state. Covers everything basically from Atlanta left and all the way down to Columbus, Georgia. We hadn't had a lot of traction in that area for some reason, but we finally broke through this year.
Well, having a coordinator will help.
It absolutely does. And Rod is huge in NASP and has large homeschool groups in those areas, to include the Warner Robins, I said, the Columbus Fort Benning area, you know, all the way up to the west side of Atlanta. So just by having him there, the interest calls I've gotten have quadrupled for that part of the state.
And that's just in a couple of months.
That is in a couple of months, yeah.
Wow.
And I expect to see most of that stuff come to be for next year as they're, you know, they're getting their information now. Some of them are putting clubs together. They're coming and watching some events, figuring out what it is. And I think you'll see them join, you know, towards the end of the year and kick off next year, you know, with brand new clubs.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about how to find the Georgia S30A program, and if someone is listening to this that, you know, may own a shop or run a shop, or not even a shop, just a team or whatever, they want to put together an S30A team. How do they go about doing it? What's some of the cost involved, et cetera?
All right, so the easiest way is send me an email at jake@s3da.org, jake@s3da.org. You can go to the national website, www.s3da.org. All of my information's on there as well. But there's some how-to guides that'll tell you how to what to expect. But typically, it's your first thing is go get coaches certified. And we run coach certification classes all the time. You contact me and I will, you get a group of a few folks, I'll come to you and we'll put on a class for a day and get you certified. But every club has to have at least one certified coach.
Okay.
All right. During that certification, they also learn how to put together a club. But your clubs can, we've got clubs that go from two parents that formed a club to clubs that are run through churches, clubs that are run through archery shops. I mean, you name it, we've got it. Your teams are run through your schools, and we've got a few of those as well. But the typical startup cost, you're at about $200 for a club, and that includes all of your insurance for your club and your club dues for a year. The student membership is $25 a year. That includes
per student,
correct? Yeah, and that includes their insurance as well. So, you know, like I said, at $200, you've got your club, you're fully insured. Or if you're borrowing land from your neighbor, they're insured. It's an
that
awesome insurance
part
policy.
Is something I think that's often overlooked or not thought about when someone is thinking about putting together a club, and then they start saying, "Well, I got to have insurance and I got to have this." For $200, you're an S3DA club. And you're insured.
That is absolutely right. That's- and a recent change in our policy that you don't know about yet is we now can cover adults at our events. So, and this is all going to go out in the next couple of days to all the coordinators like yourself. But if you are holding an S3DA event, tournament at your house, fundraiser, whatever you're doing, and you can have an adult guest class. And as long as they sign the waiver, your insurance will now cover adults.
Oh, cool.
So a lot of clubs used to hold, say, an ASA policy and an S3DA just for that. You'll no longer need to do that.
But that's as long as it's an S3DA sanctioned event.
S3DA sanctioned event.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. And you can have, you know, a sanctioned monthly shoot. It doesn't have to be a regional. It doesn't have to be a, you know, a state qualifier. If you were an S3DA club and you were holding your, you know, February monthly club shoot, you're covered.
Wow. So that kind of gives a club an option when it comes to insurances. Now, if you don't participate in ASA and run ASA style classes, or if you do, at least you can look at two different options now for insurance,
right?
If nothing else.
No, absolutely. And really what we find that it does is it allows you to go to some of the landowners and say, look, here's our policy, here's what's covered, and they're renting or loaning or giving property to people who may not you know, have a place to shoot. Biggest reason when we talk to coaches about why they haven't started a club is they don't have anywhere to do it. Whether right. that's in, you know, inside a barn, whether that's a grass field or somebody's woods, they just don't have anywhere.
Right.
So they're getting these policies and able to go to landowners, park and recs departments
showing
in the city,
that
whatever.
They're covered.
Showing that they're covered, and they're able to add them as a rider on that policy.
Awesome.
Yeah, so if you've got 200 acres, you know, and you
I
want
like
to have
to hunt
a club,
it if you got 200
yeah,
acres,
yeah, if you ain't hunting it, then you can put that owner and that address on your policy, and they have the same coverage as the coach does.
Sweet. All right. Well, is there anything that we haven't covered that you would like to mention? Where can the Georgia S3DA be found on the web?
I said we're at Facebook at Georgia S3DA. We are on the web at Georgia S3DA or GAS3DA, one of the two.
Something like that.
It probably says coming soon because I haven't updated it very much lately.
Uh-oh, I threw it to the spot on the whole website.
It's on the list of things to do, but Facebook is where the most current stuff is, and then through your regional coordinators. You know, as yourself in the East region, mm-hmm. And Chuck Kantz in the North region, and Robert Swenson in the South region. All of their contact information can be found at www.s3da.org, include your phone numbers, emails. My information is all over the internet, some good, some bad. I'm not hard to find.
Right.
You know, call, text, email, whatever. You got questions?
As long as you're not on a wanted list, we're good.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time and joining us for this little segment. I've noticed you have not taken one bite of your hamburger, and I think you've eaten one French fry.
That's about right. I sipped my Coke a little bit.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to let you go so you can enjoy your lunch. I believe the 2 o'clock line is about to get started.
About to kick it off, yeah.
So I'm going to walk around and talk to some kids.
Absolutely.
And you eat your sandwich, man. Appreciate it, Jake.
Thank
you for all that you do, buddy.
Thank you.